Okay, I am pretty excited about today's teaching. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We are in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. This is episode 12 in a series called Focused in the study of the book of Colossians. And I called this today's teaching Practical Life-Changing Truths. And if you know me, you know that I believe that the Word of God is practical. It is applicable to every circumstance in our life. The reason I love these two verses, and I'll read them in a minute, is because I grew up going to camp from ages, 15, maybe 16 on to 24-ish. And every single meal that we had at Northland Camp, we would get together, and before we prayed, we would actually quote this verse. And it became a fiber, a part of my DNA of who I am. And the reason they did that is because this verse means something. And so I'm going to read it to you. And then the verse after, it's 6 and 7. We used to read Colossians 2, 6. I'm going to read both of them. And may this be the cry of your heart today, the prayer that you long for as you think about practical life-changing truths as it pertains to Christ. Here we go. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving, abounding in thanksgiving. So, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. That is the verse we used to say, and that means something. So what does this mean? Number one, the only way to walk in Christ is to do it by faith. Just as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How have you received Christ? We know we are saved by faith through grace in Christ alone. So it's by faith alone in Christ alone. That faith is a gift of God, and that faith is what allowed us to come into a saving relationship with Christ. We received him. We accepted his payment for our sins by faith. We didn't have to do anything to earn it. He gave it to us and we received it. Just as we received him, that's how we ought to walk with him. So if you wonder, how am I supposed to live the Christian life? You live it by faith. You don't have to have an agenda. You simply do it believing that God is going to help you step by step and moment by moment. So belief is what leads us to action. Belief is actually also reflected in our actions. So it is what leads us to action. Because we believe in Christ, therefore we want to act a certain way. But belief is also reflected in our actions. So if you're constantly sinning and complaining and falling, and if you're constantly negative and doubting, man, at some point you got to wonder, are you walking in faith? You might have believed by faith, but maybe you're not walking in faith. Maybe that should be a point of repentance. You don't believe that God is able to help you live the Christian life. You don't have to do it on your own. You do it by faith. The same faith that saved you is the faith that sanctifies you. And so the only way to walk in Christ is to do it by faith. Now, that should be a huge relief for you. You don't have to do it on your own. You can rest in him. Now, that is the beauty of a Christ-focused life. As you wake up and moment by moment, you understand that you cannot love your husband without faith. You cannot take care of your kids without faith. You cannot do your work without faith, and on and on and on. Just like you cannot save yourself without faith, you cannot sanctify yourself without faith. Number two, the only way to grow in Christ is to be rooted in sound doctrine. He goes on in verse 7, says that you are to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Well, rooted in what? Well, we just finished talking about this doctrine of who Christ is, the doctrine of the preeminence of Christ, the supremacy of Christ. And if you want to grow, if you want to mature in Christ, you have to be rooted. Your roots have to go deep in who Christ is and what he has done for you. Do you understand the impact of Christ-centered doctrine has on our Christian walk? And so are you rooted in sound doctrine? Many Christians in this era don't even know what doctrine is. And so this concept of like Christ dying for our sins, the fact that we are justified by faith, that the Christ's death on the cross, it was a payment paid for our sins, the substitutionary atonement of Christ. All of these are doctrines in the faith that allow us to walk in confidence because we know who God is and what he's done for us. So doctrine is the foundational part of our Christian faith. Doctrine doesn't save us, but doctrine helps us to understand what Christ has done for us. Christ and the finished work on the cross is what saves us. So doctrine is built on a strong biblical foundation, and doctrine will deepen your roots in Christ. Because of what you believe, you can stand strong even when you don't feel it. Okay, this is critical. This is practical. I know it sounds like it's not because you're thinking doctrine doesn't sound practical, but it is practical and it will play out in how you act. So the only way to walk is by faith. The only way to grow is to be rooted in sound doctrine. And then number three, the only way to overflow with Christ is in giving thanks. He finishes, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. The way to be alive in Christ, the only way to overflow with Christ, is to abound in thanksgiving. Not just to give thanks, but to abound in thanksgiving. Abounding has this insinuation above and beyond, more and more and more. And this thanksgiving is for the grace of God that saves you, the grace of God that sanctifies you, the grace of God that grows you, the grace of God that keeps you and allows you to be thankful even when you might not feel like it. So a thankful heart reflects faith in Christ, but also a thankful heart is a sign of maturity, of confidence that God is at work, that God has finished the work, and that God has a plan for what's happening in your life right now. So that is awesome news. This is very practical. Today, can you abound in thanksgiving to the Lord? Will you commit, God, I'm not going to try to do the Christian life on my own. I'm going to walk by faith. And so look for opportunities to experience faith and to practice faith as challenges come your way, as relational conflict comes your way, and know that God is with you. He's for you. He's not against you. And I love you, and I want you to know and remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And have a great day, and I'll call you again tomorrow. Hey, before you leave, remember that you can email me if you need prayer or encouragement in your Christian walk. It's lena@livingwithpower.org. You can also find a ton of other resources on our website, Bible studies, books, all sorts of things that I think you'll love and enjoy. Love you guys. Talk to you later.